And as always, got these men with me, starting off with Stephen Pickford.
Good afternoon. We're joined in studio again today by Willem Backus, one
good
of
afternoon.
Our senior panelists here on Travel World. And today we'll be looking at wildlife of two different sorts. Later on, we'll be visiting New York City, a one-of-a-kind destination all in its own right. But first of all, we're going to be talking in a few minutes with one of country music's hottest new stars, Tanya Ray, who recently traveled through much of the western U.S. by car and spent time in, amongst other areas, Yellowstone National Park. But, Willem, for example, you went during this week on the train to Toronto.
Yeah, I took the train. It was actually via rail. I had to go to Toronto on a conference, and I tell you something, it was awesome.
What was that? That's great, because you guys go to such wild and fun places, so it's nice to see that you can go to some local
place. Well, not saying that Toronto is awesome, it's
the train.
It's the train ride. Because if you have to go to Toronto, or if you want to go to Toronto, and you can take the car, you can go by airplane. Now, car, I really hate the drive. It's just so long and boring, and it's much more interesting driving elsewhere, at least for me. But when I went there, if you go and take the plane, you got to get to the airport an hour ahead of time. Then you got to wait in line. Then there might be delays at the airport. You get there, and it's 3-4 hours later. Anyhow, I just show up at the train station, hop on the train, the express. It's 3.5 hours after I get on at Thorvald. Yeah, 3.5 hours.
Wow, I don't ever remember being that low. That's low.
The LRCs, they got them all perfected, beautiful. You sit in VO1 first class, and they feed you.
But
what if you're not in first class?
They still feed
you.
You can purchase in coach class. You can purchase snacks and soft drinks. There's a cart that goes through, so you do get food service on board.
But
so
they used to give you little sandwiches, even in coach. I guess they don't do that. Maybe not on fast one, yeah.
That was a temporary thing they were doing to see how it went over. But
could they entice you?
To entice the people, but like a lot of things.
I love the train, though, because to me it feels like a big cradle. I've always loved the train. Do you still get that feeling when you're going super fast that it's kind of nice and gentle?
It's smooth. It's like you're on an airplane. It really is. It banks and everything. And you get a beautiful view. Not just that, Janice, but also when it comes to getting there quickly. I went to visit my sister in Hamilton, and including the time to transfer and catch a commuter bus out to Hamilton, I was there well an hour and a half sooner than if I'd driven myself.
Well, certainly VIA is the way to go between Montreal and Toronto. It's certainly the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, the downtown-to-downtown convenience. And we're joined now on the line by Tanya Ray. And as we mentioned earlier, she's traveled through much of the western U.S. by car and spent time in, amongst other areas, Yellowstone National Park. Welcome to Travel World this afternoon.
Hi.
Glad you could join us. So as we were mentioning before, a few weeks ago when we talked, before you agreed to be a guest today on Travel World, Yellowstone National Park was one of your favorite areas that you've just traveled to, and your interest is amateur photography. Tell us about some of the things you saw in Yellowstone on your recent visit.
Well, we were very, very blessed that, first of all, we arrived, I believe, in the best time possible, which is the first week they opened. We were there within the first 2 or 3 days. So the animals were not used to people yet, so they were all down off the cliffs feeding. So I got to see baby buffalo, big, huge buffalo, caribou, elks. We saw a black bear running across, you know, and all the little things that normally I see. But I had never seen a buffalo before, and I was in awe. And I was actually kind of stupid because I actually walked up and took pictures because that's what I do. I do some stock photography also. But I was just, these animals are just so incredible to look at that I was just like amazed. I'm all telling my husband, please, 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 watch while I go up and look at this animal, you know.
That's stalker photography. It sounds right. Like you're
doing. Get close to those baby animals. They can be very protective of their young.
Exactly. It's not something I would advise anybody to do. I didn't even think about it. It was really a silly thing for me to do.
You say that's just when the park opened. When is that?
The first week in May.
Okay.
The first week in May. And it really is the best time because we had the most diverse climate. We were down on the hills. We had this total like desert looking thing, and it was just gorgeous with the sun shining. And then we went up into the hills, and there was snow drifts that were at least 13 feet high or higher. So it was just very diverse. And some of the roads were closed. That was you know, kind of a hindrance. But because one, there was hardly any people there, so we didn't have to deal with traffic. Two, the animals again were not used to people. So they weren't scared off by them, which is probably why I didn't have a problem at that particular time. But again, I would not advise anybody to do that. And three, we got both the summer feeling, the warmth on the lower part, and we got the snow on the upper part. So it was just an incredible experience.
Right, it's a transitional season when you go in the beginning of May. Now, really, the main season for Yellowstone, even though they keep part of the park open during the winter season, would be between early May, as you mentioned, and sort of early November.
Yeah, exactly. I think they close the park around the end of October. They do say that, like, October and May are the best times to go because June, July, August, of course, everybody's out from school and everybody can take their vacations, and that's, of course, when everybody hits. That's also when the mosquitoes hit. That's also, there's so many people, the animals go away, you know, and it's not that it's not gorgeous because, believe me, there's so much to see, the mud pits, the geysers, although I was a little disappointed with Old Faithful. I guess I had assumed Old Faithful always gushed.
Right, that it was a continuous... It goes on a schedule, doesn't it? But
Yeah, it goes like every... well, they assume it goes every hour, because that's generally what happens, because that's why they call it Old Faithful, because it's the one that gushes the most, you know, consistent. But sometimes it can go up to 6 hours before it goes off.
Right, and they have that schedule that they post.
Yeah.
And I know of somebody who went out there, and he was on a motor coach tour, and the bus, of course, makes its obligatory stop, and he went in the gift shop and went around, believed the schedule, and, of course, missed it by around 6 minutes. So, of course, everyone had to get back on the bus, and he missed what would have been one of the highlights of his trip.
Oh, gosh, yeah. If you can catch it, I'm sure it would be beautiful. We never got to see it. Because I was so intrigued by everything that was around me that I just couldn't stop. You know, it was so beautiful and so incredible, such an incredible. And I've traveled all around the world. You know what I mean? And there's some really gorgeous spots, but the animals were just so attractive to me. You know, that I just was like, well, geyser, okay. Well, I've waited 20 minutes. It hasn't gone off. Let's go now.
Right, you just never trust the schedule of something that isn't man-made. Also,
right. It operates on its based on what Mother Nature's best intentions.
Exactly. Now, that is quite something, Tonya. How soon, how early on did you begin to sing? When did you know that you were really good at it and enjoyed it?
I actually, it's going to sound kind of odd, but I was like one of those kids that climbed up on a piano when I was 2 years old and started playing.
Oh, really?
So I started singing for like people would ask me to start singing when I was like five, you know. And then actually I got rejected from chorus in kindergarten.
Can you imagine that, eh?
I mean, who in kindergarten gets told they can't be part of the chorus, you know?
Man.
And that was me.
Oh, my.
I was told, no, I'm sorry. And I think, you know, I was trying to be an opera singer. You know,
okay.
I was like, woo, 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 you know? And they were just like, okay, this kid's got a little bit of nuts up there. So I continued, and by the time I was 10, I was singing professionally from fairs and being requested to do special gigs and all kinds of things and opening for other acts. So that's
But not great. Opera.
Not opera, no. I did go see some opera, and a lady tried to train me. When I was in college a couple of years back, I was a music major, and I won a scholarship, and part of the scholarship was you had to take 6 months of training, and she wanted to train me in opera, and I wanted jazz. You know, that was my favorite thing. And so we kind of had a struggle, but I did what she told me, and I didn't like it.
How did you now make the move into country music? I'm holding your first CD here, Down Home Girl, or is this your first?
Yes, it's my first CD. No, I have been in country music since I began.
Ah.
That has always been, I guess, the words to the songs. Also, that's what I was exposed to. Also, it was the easiest to play because it's basically a 1-4-5 progression, which I don't know if people in the audience means. It's just a basic standard chord progression.
Right.
And because we were so poor, I didn't have the money to get trained or anything like that. So I just would pick up instruments, and the easiest instrument to carry around the gigs was a guitar, and the easiest thing to play by yourself, you know, is country music on a guitar. So that's kind of the background of why I got into country music. I mean, it was just a natural for me.
Now, your CD is entitled Down Home Girl, and you have here, we were planning to play a few seconds of the cut Perfect Strangers. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got to put that song on your CD?
Well, I'm a very diverse singer, which means, you know, I like to sing a lot of different genres. My favorite, of course, is country, then gospel, then jazz. And I thought, well, I could incorporate. I heard this song, and I went, you know, it doesn't match anything that's on the CD, really. But there are jazz country singers out there, and I thought, you know, who cares? This is a great song. A friend of mine wrote it, and I decided I wanted to do it. So I sang it for him, and he said I could do it, and I said, okay, cool. That's how it came about. I just wanted to put that on there, and it's a very jazzy, laid-back, And it's funny because the CD has the first cut is jazz, and then the rest is pretty much upbeat country with one slow ballad. It has been played both on jazz stations and on country stations.
Well, why don't we take a short listen to it, and if you could hold on to the line for us, we'll take a short commercial break thereafter, and we'll continue our discussion about Yellowstone National Park.
Summer spot on Monkland Avenue. Restaurant Digestivo is an intimate family-style restaurant offering the finest home-style Italian cuisine like Mama used to make. The ambiance is magical. Live music fills the air on Friday and Saturday nights, and dining is always a treat on their wonderful outdoor terrace. Sumptuous fish, pasta, and veal dishes to choose from. A superb wine list, too. Experience the nostalgia and flavor of Old World Italy at Restaurant Digestivo. 5626 Monkland, 484-9402.
It's the 12th annual Gala des Etoiles, September 6th at Place des Arts. From 10 countries around the world, 18 top ballet companies with 32 extraordinary talented stars, including Karen Kane and Evelyn Hart, an unmatched gala of dance highlights. In addition to North American and European stars, the gala this year welcomes ballet companies from Zurich and Osaka. Don't miss the special post-gala dinner in aid of the Foundation for Research into Children's Diseases. For tickets and information, call 937-9840.
CIQC. Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600. And we are here, of course, until 1 o'clock. All kinds of great stuff coming on, and we're talking to Tanya Ray.
Right, she's online with us, and we're talking about Yellowstone National Park. It celebrates its 125th anniversary this year, 1872 to 1997. It's the first and oldest national park in the world. How many days did you spend, when you went to Yellowstone, how many days did you spend in Yellowstone or in the vicinity?
Well, in the vicinity, 3 days. We only got to spend probably a day and a half at Yellowstone, which I was very sad, because we were driving through, which I would recommend, of course, people flying in and then renting a car, because it makes you less tired if you don't have to.
From Enterprise Rent a Car, of course.
Yeah.
Right, and the nearest airports are Cody or Jackson, Wyoming, also Bozeman and Billings, Montana. Any of those four airports would probably get you close by, and then you could get a car and get down there.
Correct, and then you can see, as long as you have a car. Besides Yellowstone, there's, you know, different places in South Dakota and, you know, that are just like bear country and stuff. But Yellowstone, you can stay at the lodge there. It's called Old Faithful Inn, and it is absolutely fabulous. It's $17 a night if you want to stay in one of their, it's called a rustic room, which means there's no private bathroom. You have a shared bathroom. They also have ones that you don't have to share a bathroom. But for people who are on a budget, the $17 thing is great. And that lodge is so fabulous. You walk in, and it's solid wood, and it's just the ceiling is just so high. It's vaulted way, way, way up there with all these different tiers and this huge fireplace in the center. And it's like a place you could just go and, you know, kick up your feet during the evening if you didn't feel like going out and read a book by the fire. I mean, it's just fabulous.
Right, and there's a wide range, in any budget. AMFAC Park Resorts offers a number of different properties. I think there's around 9 different properties in all budget ranges that that people can stay at, in addition to camping. Camping can be a reasonable alternative as well.
Yes. Oh, and camp. I'm an avid camper. The thing that people, of course, have to be careful of, because there is such a wide range of wildlife there. And when we say wild, we mean wild. You know, it's not like, you know, you go to a normal campground and the bears are used to people, you know, and there's a chance of being attacked, but, you know, that could be a problem. You really have to be careful and make sure that your food is locked up and there is no scent, because the scent of food can last for hours after, you know, so it's very important that you clean up and you make sure that you don't leave garbage laying around or food sacks or have food in your tent. I know one time we went camping and somebody left food in their tent. They thought, well, they can't smell it in the tent, and they mauled the tent.
I'd go for $17 a night. Personally, that's just me.
Yeah,
just I'm an old-fashioned girl. You're a down-home girl. I'm just old-fashioned like that.
Well, there's something there for everyone, whether you know, whether you like the camping or whether you like to sort of treat yourself to a, you know, sort of a more rustic experience, but be a little more comfortable doing it. Again, there's a number of activities. I mean, you're talking about wildlife photography, but it's a great area for backpacking and fishing as well in the summer season.
There are some incredible, you want to go to the different hot springs they have. We went to a place, we went to tons of them, but there's Fairy Falls and Mystic Falls. There's the Great Fountain Geyser. One of my favorite places was a place called the Paint Pot, which was in the Lower Geyser Basin. And what it is you walk, you know, through these trails that they have for you. You don't walk off the trails because, of course, the heat is so incredible. And they have these different pools of what they would call a geyser, but actually it's these bubbling things, you know. And that you look down and there's these incredible colors. And if you look across the horizon, you see the steam coming up in this multitude of rainbow colors that even my camera could catch that. I mean, it was so beautiful. And the waterfalls that come off, little teeny waterfalls that come off that painted pot, are kind of a brownish color of water. And it's very warm and it's just gorgeous.
Right, and they tell people there are every year there's some person who decides, you're talking about how hot the water is, but you know, there are people who will actually try to get in that water, think they're like outdoor jacuzzis, and they every year some people die because they just get scalded in the water.
I didn't realize it's that hot.
It is very, it is thermal water. These are, when you go to a thermal spa in those places that have them, that water is cooled down tremendously. It's still warm, but when you go to a commercial thermal spa, but these are the natural thing at Yellowstone.
I thought that's what people did, is they got in them. No.
Oh, no. These are strictly for looking at, and the thing is, I mean, we could see where some people had stepped down into, you know, because it wrecks the bacteria that's down there and the algae growth, which, you know, messes with the ecological system. That's not good at all, you know. You stay on the trails and you enjoy the beauty so that other people can enjoy it after you. And it is just fabulous. And there's a place called the Grand Canyon of Yellowstone, which I've seen the Grand Canyon flying overhead several times. You know, we've flown over it, but I've never actually had time to stop and stay there, you know. But from several people I met while we were there, they said that this was better than the Grand Canyon. It has this gorgeous falls, and it's just an incredible, incredible sight.
Right. People wouldn't necessarily think that they have a canyon there. It's not necessarily mentioned or promoted as much as perhaps it could or should be. Now, there's been a lot in the news over the past year or so about ecological disasters, forest fires, things like that, flooding in the Yellowstone National Park and in the vicinity. What did you see of the remnants of that, or has the park pretty well rebounded?
No, that's very prevalent. when you first drive into the park, you see, and we came from the western entrance. When you first drive in, you see all these just sticks, you know, and of course they let them lay because that's part of nature's beauty, is that it regenerates itself like that. The sad thing is it looked very barren, you know. You could see a lot of buffalo and stuff, but yeah, it was just sticks. And then as you drove further in, that's where they started the road work. It started getting more plush, so you could see where the fire had actually stopped. You know, the flooding, I didn't see any damage from the flooding, but the fire was very prevalent.
Right. So, you know, it'll take a few years before it gets back on track. But, you know, it certainly hasn't destroyed the rest of the park, because, I mean, it covers 2.2 million acres, 3,400 square miles. So, I mean, people, it's one of those things, people hear or read about something, but they assume it doesn't exist anymore. But there's certainly a great deal still there for people to see and do.
Oh, certainly. I mean, you know, the little time we had to spend there, we utilized every moment, and I wished and I will go back, that I had more time to explore and to see what there is to see there, because, you know, there, like I said, there's the geysers, there's all the animals, you have Yellowstone Lake, Steamboat Geyser, the sulfur cauldrons, which really do stink, and the mud volcano, which is really cool, you know, and I would have loved to just have spent a lot of time sitting there and reading about it, you know what I mean, while you're, because there's something to reading about what you're seeing while you're there, not just reading about it before or after, you know, but being able to read it while you're there, but we didn't have time to do that.
Right, the bare minimum you need, I think all experts agree, to see Yellowstone Park is 2 days minimum, and people stay there 7 or 14 days. It's so popular in the summertime that people, they have to put a limit on the number of consecutive days that you can stay, 7 days park permit and 14 days if you're staying in a campground, so...
Yeah, and you know, Yellowstone is very reasonable when it comes to, you know, the amount of money. There's one fee that you can get into Yellowstone and the Grand Tetons for 7 days is $20, which is really cheap for a national park.
Right, and that money goes, most of it now, based on recent legislation, goes for the upkeep and the maintenance of the parks themselves rather than goes to Washington to a general fund. So that's money well spent. Well, thank you very much, Tanya, for being with us today on Travel. We're going to listen to another cut from your CD before we lead into another commercial break. But before we leave you, perhaps you could let our listeners know where, if they wanted to get one of these CDs, where they could contact you or your agents.
Well, in the United States, of course, you can go to stores. In Canada, you'd actually have to order through the production company, which would be CIP, which is KIP Productions. N56 W27126 Highway K as in kite. I know, really odd address. Sussex. That's Sussex, Wisconsin, and then it's 53089. The cost of the CD is $7.50. Sadly, for Canadian shipping, because the mail tends to lose things, it costs $4.50. So you have to add additional in U.S. funds. But thank you very much for having me on the show. I had a good time. I love Canada, so I think it's a great place.
Tanya, we were going to lead into the song Whole Lot of Trouble, written by Tom Faya. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what this song is about?
Well, it's about, you know, somebody who's been in love with somebody and said, you know what, everything you do leads me to have so much heartache that you're just too much trouble and there's not enough love involved here. So, bye. See ya.
Thanks a lot,
okay,
Tanya.
Thanks.
Because it's a whole lot of trouble for a little bit of love. Whole lot of trouble for a little bit of love. It's a whole lot of trouble for a little bit of love. Can't stop by both day and night and we ain't got a cruise wrong or right. Only one thing that was enough. It's a whole lot of trouble for a little bit of
Tanya Ray, Whole Lot of Trouble, and this is Travel World. Do stay listening. We're going to take a short break, then come back with New York City.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs, from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Le Sport Sac, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, I found you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, putting Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
This summer, bear the heat with new Polar frozen treats from Nestle. Polar ice cream sandwiches, Polar ice cream cones and sundaes, Polar ice pops, and a whole lot more. New Nestle Polar frozen treats come in 23 mouth-watering varieties. All the perfect family treat for your hungry bears. For extra cool fun, join the Nestle Polar Treat Team on tour in store today.
Listen for the location of the Summer Fun Team this week and look for them.
It's Montreal's oldest bike shop since 1915. See les bicycles Kiliko and find a super selection of bicycles, bicycle parts, and accessories. Prepare or repair your old bike or buy a new one. Les bicycles Kiliko, 1749 Saint-Denis and 472 Roland-Terrien in Longueuil.
It's an amazing fact. Most people spend more time planning their annual vacation than upon planning for their financial future. At no other time in history has advanced planning for retirement been so important. Let Bill Wisnowski and Diversifolio Financial Services put their years of experience at your service to combat the information overload of investment options to tailor a portfolio to meet your needs. For your children's investments, growth is the key, and GICs and Canada Savings Bonds just don't do that anymore. The Universal European Opportunities Fund from Mackenzie has enjoyed, since its inception, an average return of 29.6% by unlocking shareholder value within a mixture of mature and emerging markets and special situations including privatizations and turnarounds. As well, it is fully eligible for RESPs and can make up to the 20% foreign content provision of an RESP. Europe is the most conservative market outside of North America and represents a market of $3 trillion, 25% of the world's equity capital. Can you afford not to enjoy the growth potential this represents for your investment portfolio and that of your children? Call my buddy Bill Wisnowski at Diversifolio Financial Services today, 731-5592, or toll free at 1-800-232-0240 for a free financial planning consultation and to learn more about gaining financial independence with Mackenzie. Diversifolio, investing to outperform.
Hello, how are you? We are at Bruy-Martineau, 7272 Newman Boulevard in LaSalle. I'm Lita Polson. Nice to meet you. Drop on by and check out the big end-of-season patio set sale at Bruy-Martineau. Come in and take advantage, too, of the incredible prices right now on the patio set collection. Guaranteed 7 years against the rust. These patio sets are made of long-lasting, heavy-duty aluminum. Don't wait any longer. Drop by now to see the textured green patio set, four patio sling chairs, 42-inch round table, tempered glass top, 7-foot tilt umbrella with handle and base, $4.99. 7 pieces have now been reduced to $4.79. $2.49 lounger has been reduced to $1.99. They also have the almond patio set, which includes four patio sling chairs, 48-inch round table, tempered glass top, 7-foot tilt umbrella, handle and base, $8.49. 7 pieces have now been reduced to $7.49. And they have the black patio set, too. It was $9.99. 7 pieces now reduced to $8.49. We've got it all for you here at Bruy-Martineau, 7272 Newman Boulevard in LaSalle.
Man, is it hot out there. Do you want to sleep tonight? Get an air conditioner. Western Refrigeration on Notre Dame and Lachine sells air conditioners. So call them at 637-2587. If you need an air conditioner, call Western 637-2587.
CIQC. Seen all the movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies, under the evergreens. I know what I'm needing, and I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind.
Travel World here on AM 600. We're here until 1 o'clock. We're talking about one of the best cities. This is something everyone wants to know about, how to have a great time in New York City and probably not how to break your bank book while you do go to New York City.
Right. We've both been to New York City over the past 6 months. Both Willem and I were there in November, and then Willem was down there just this past week or so.
Definitely. I just took another trip down for the summertime in New York City, and we were working on stories regarding family trips during the week in New York City. We all know that during the summertime, the weekends are generally filled up in New York. So it's actually a nice thing. If you're going to go for the weekend, stay a couple of extra days if you can swing it, because everything's open. It's really amazing. And on top of that, there's just so much to do during the week, and there's the hotels are generally open and so on.
Right. You don't have the business travelers or the conventions during the summertime, so the hotels really want you to come during the midweek. And a lot of people would go down on the weekend solely thinking that they could save money on the airfares because they have to stay over a Saturday night. But with fares such as Zagry Travels USA on business fares, you can fly, for example, with Continental Airlines down into Newark Airport, reserve just 3 days in advance, stay just one night, for as low as $249 plus tax. That's the same as the 14-day advance purchase fare, but without having to buy it 14 days in advance, without having to stay there Saturday night, and you fly nonstop with one of America's top five fly carriers. Continental has really turned themselves around over the past couple of years.
Because you hear the word business, but it probably makes people think, well, I can't do it then.
No, anyone can buy those fares. They're not restricted to people. They're good for business people because sure. that's what they were started off for, because you know, business travelers so didn't necessarily want to stay the Saturday night. But
okay, what's that called again?
It's called USA on Business Fares.
Oh, okay.
From Zagary Travel. And as I say, you can fly for as low as $249 plus tax with Continental Airlines down into Newark Airport, which
yeah,
is a great airport.
It's a great airport. And also, if you want to really see the sights on the way down, when we went down, we went through Saugerties, as in Woodstock, we went through Lake George. And so it was a really beautiful drive, too.
But how, if you how long is that? How far drive is
it? It took us about 7.5 hours. Now, the lady from New Jersey did say about 9 hours, so I took Air Subaru down there.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to take your own car, a really good idea is to rent a car.
Well, that is the best alternative, Willem. It's practical and economical, too. For example, for a limited time only, Enterprise Rent-A-Car is offering some very special rates. You can get any size vehicle right up to a full size for an outstanding $29.97. And that's for the entire weekend, from Friday to Monday, not per day. So that works out to just $9.99 a day, with 2,500 free kilometers included. And the best thing about Enterprise is they will come and get you, so you don't have to figure out how to get to their location or what to do when you're finished. They will come to your door, and then when you're done with the car, they will come and get it.
So you just phone them at 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, and you say, I want a car, and they'll bring it right to your door? You don't have to go anywhere there for this, do you?
Right.
That's amazing.
You call a very easy toll-free number, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR. Nobody can forget that. 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, and you're all set. They will send someone from their nearest location, and they have 18 locations in Montreal.
So there's always one close to you, and you just dial 1-800-RENT-A-CAR.
And the rates are so economical. 3 days for $29.97 total. I mean, you just pay extra for the tax and the optional insurance and the fuel you use. You can't afford to stay home next weekend.
And with 2,500 free kilometers, I don't have to worry about the mileage I make. I know I can get to Vermont, Ontario, or New York City.
That's right. And if you've got a lot of people to transport, ask about other special rates on a wide selection of specialty vehicles.
Like 4x4s, minivans. Enterprise really has something for everyone, don't they?
When you pick Enterprise, they'll pick you up just by calling 1-800-RENT-A-CAR today.
You know something? When I went down to New York City, though, there were a couple of great places I stayed. I stayed at the Edison Hotel. And I got to tell you, for a Canadian traveler, this has got to be one of the nicest places to go to. Okay, we're not talking about the Ritz-Carlton or super-duper fancy-schmancy, but as far as practicality in Manhattan, there's no better hotel.
Location, location, location.
You got it. Right in the middle of Times Square. Yeah.
Great location. It's 1,000 rooms, and it has atmosphere because it's
new. Is it 1,000? Now, have they added? Because I could swear I stayed there, like, back in the old college days, and I don't remember it being that big.
No, it's 1,000 rooms.
Wow.
They've all spent millions of dollars refurbishing and renovating the property. It's Art Deco style, so it has a style all its own. It's built in the same style as Rockefeller Center. So it has atmosphere. You're not staying in a cookie-cutter type
I just thought it was
chain.
Old. I didn't realize it
it's
was
right
Art
next
Deco.
To all
what
the
do
theaters.
I know?
Well, it's right next to all the theaters.
Yeah,
right in the
that's
heart
why I stayed
Broadway.
There. It was great.
The
yeah.
other nice thing is if you are taking the car down there, you don't have to worry what to do with your car. Now, in Manhattan, it really is a walking city. Take the subway or whatever. But don't, you know, take your own car because there's really no place to put it. Now, when you drive there and you stay at the Edison Hotel, they'll go park it for you.
Oh, wow.
They have valet parking, and the rates are still reasonable.
Absolutely.
If you're traveling, you know, corporate rate there, single or double, $95 U.S. plus tax, and anyone can get the corporate rate. Just show a business card or a letter on your company letterhead. I mean, they're not fussy. They, you know, it's a business traveler's hotel, but also a great hotel for families vacationing in New York City.
And when you're out and about in New York City, there's also some great places to eat, of course. One of the best places that we were at was a place called Tio Pepe's for a good Mexican brunch. On Sunday, you go there, all you can eat, and they have, it's really good Mexican food. It's amazing. It starts at noon. It's down in Greenwich Village. It's a great place to go. And also, if you want something, if you want to take the family down there, and you want to have a really nice place to eat, the place to go is Main Street. They're in the Upper West Side on Columbus Avenue.
Yeah, Columbus and 82nd.
Amazingly huge portions of food. It's unbelievable. You cannot eat this alone. That's for darn sure. And you have plenty to bring back with you, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had a sort of a bet that next time we'll go down with some of our media buddies and see. The general manager said, well, he'll never be able to finish those plates. I said, well, we'll see. We'll bring down some Canadian journalists and see if we can finish all the food
and
up.
We still couldn't do it.
We couldn't do it ourselves.
It's a friendly place, too. We also went down to visit the Park Avenue Cafe. Now, this is an experience to get down there. It's on the Upper East Side, actually around 63rd Street. And They have competitions every year, of course, for who's the best pastry chef. And if you're into chocolate and desserts, this is the place to go. Mm. You went there. Their pastry chef is a man named Richard Leach. He's actually in Gourmet magazine. You can see him in Montreal. The number one pastry chef in the entire United States.
He works there now?
Yes.
Okay.
He's their property. He's their brainchild. And then the nice part about this place is...
What kind of food is there generally, aside from chocolate? Not that I'd want anything besides chocolate, but...
Well, I mean, it's a wide variety of different foods you can eat. They have a wide, eclectic menu. Mm-hmm. Great food.
It's good stuff. You go down there, and he makes a thing called the chocolate cube. You got to experience it.
We're joined now online by Jennifer McGuire from the New York City Convention and Visitors Bureau. She's going to let us in on different things going on this summer in New York, and that they don't necessarily have to be expensive. Good afternoon.
Hi. Sorry, we've got a little staggy connection here, but it sounds like you guys don't even need me.
Well, we love New York. We know our way around, and we like to share some of those places that we've visited with our listeners.
I have to say, Tio Pepe's is one of my favorite Mexican restaurants.
Isn't it something?
It's fantastic. Good choice.
Is that reasonably priced as well?
No, it's not very expensive. The average price is around $7 to $15.
Wow.
They have excellent guacamole.
Tell me about it. We went down there, of course, the day we went down, there was also the Gay Pride Parade in the middle of Greenwich Village. But it was actually quite an entertaining scene. It was actually nice. One of the main concerns of Canadians traveling to New York was safety, and I got to tell you, it was really pretty comfortable down in New York City.
Right. The last time I was in New York, I felt a lot safer than I was like 10 years or 15 years ago on my first visit.
You know, the crime rate has gone down so much here. We are actually now the safest large city in America. For cities with a million or more residents, we have the lowest crime rate, so you'll be very safe when you come here.
That's very reassuring, and that's one of the things that can bring a family to New York City during the week.
Because, I mean, that's sort of the best time to come, because you don't have as many of the local, like, suburban people coming in on the weekends. It's more, the attractions are more open for visitors during the week.
Yes, and there are so many free things to do this summer during the week. One thing I have to tell you about, and everyone is so excited about here, on August 7th, Garth Brooks is having a free concert in Central Park. They're expecting a million people, and it is going to be so much fun. That's on a Thursday night.
Wow.
And any type of, what are some of the festivals or different things that may be going on that visitors might like to partake during the next month or so?
We have free events every single day this summer. We have New York Philharmonic performing in Central Park. We have street fairs, free walking tours, Taste of Times Square. Macy's Tapamania, which is a lot of fun, is on August 17th. It's the largest group of tap dancers ever. Every single year they have this huge performance by Macy's. That's quite a sight to see. If you're interested in hearing about all the free things we have to do, you can visit our website at nycvisit.com. We have a calendar of something free to do every day this summer.
So, I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily be an expensive trip. I mean, we mentioned like $95 corporate rate of the Edison, and I mean, they're reasonably priced restaurants, and these events that don't necessarily cost much, if anything, to partake in.
Yes, no, you definitely do not have to spend a lot of money, especially during July and August in the city. There are so many free things to do.
And so many nice things to do. I mean, you have also some amazing museums, as well as also for those who are into some wartime materials and things like that. They have the USS Intrepid is actually docked there now as a museum, is it not?
Yes, and the Intrepid is so much fun, and kids love it. It's a giant World War II aircraft carrier floating in the river. And I have a stepson who's 8. I take him there. He just loves it.
Right there. And, I mean, the children also like taking the Circle Line tour around Manhattan. I mean, that's a traditional thing to do, I mean, for many, many years for visitors to New York. But, I mean, every time a new generation visits, it's one of those musts.
Yes. You can't beat that. And it's also a lot of fun to go over to the Statue of Liberty.
That's,
you know, most New Yorkers have been there, but even if you've been there before, she is so beautiful and so tremendous. And what a great view of the city from there.
It's something to see when you're on the boat there, that's for sure, out in Battery Park and what have you.
Right. Well, there's a lot of things to see and do. Summer is a great time. Well, just like all four seasons is a great time to visit New York. Jennifer McGuire, thank you for joining us for a few minutes here on Travel World. I'll give your website address again. It's www.nycvisit.com. And your toll-free number, the New York City Convention and Visitors Bureau, 1-800-NYC-VISIT as well, to get more information about visiting New York this summer or through the months ahead. Thanks for joining us today
thank
on Travel
you.
World.
Thank you.
Something old, something treasured, handed down, found or saved. We have a love affair with antiques and collectibles. Now AM 600 has a special hour for antiques, alternate Mondays 3 to 4 on the Chuck Phillips Show. And on the show, we're happy to welcome Frank Hicks from Ye Olde Curiosity Shop, 5659 Sherbrooke Street West. Got a question about a collectible you have? Fax it to Frank here at 766-9569 and he'll answer it on next Monday's appearance. Remember, you're always welcome at Ye Olde Curiosity Shop on Sherbrooke.
The biggest automotive event of the year is here. Chrysler's colossal clearance.
Intrepid, Stratus and Breeze, Caravan and Voyager, Neon, Ram.
And that means the best deals of the year on every car, every minivan, and every truck they make. Colossal clearance. On now at your local Chrysler dealer.
You don't want to miss it.
Cool deals for a hot season at Union Lighting. Biggest choice of ceiling fans at the lowest prices. Security lighting for your home. In their 5,000 square foot electrical parts department, everything you need, including a full range of light bulbs and batteries. New at Union Lighting, bathroom and hardware accessories. And right now, 40% off selected floor model sofas and chairs. In their wide array of furniture. See Union Lighting, 8150 DeCarry.
We're here to help and a whole lot more. Yeah, so much more than just the lighting store.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
So these two guys go into a bar.
Yeah,
these two guys go into a bar, but the monkey won't go in.
What monkey?
Didn't I mention they have a monkey?
No.
Oh, well, they have a monkey. Sure, you gotta know about the monkey. It's important later
okay,
on.
Okay, they got a monkey.
I can't believe I forgot the monkey.
Right.
Okay, so they all go into the restaurant.
Bar.
Right. They all go into the bar, but the priest is limping.
What priest?
I mentioned the priest.
No.
Well, he's one of the guys.
You never said.
He's one of the guys.
No, okay, right.
One of the guys who go into the restaurant.
But,
with the gorilla.
What gorilla?
The Comedy Nest Roadshow Radio Hour. Comedy every Saturday afternoon at 4 because some things are worth remembering.
You said monkey.
Oh, well, I meant gorilla. Anyway, they all go into the synagogue.
Oh.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600. We got about 10 minutes left, just under, and the boys are back.
Yep, we're here.
We're back.
And just before the break, somebody did call in and wanted to know exactly where Yellowstone National Park was. So if they look at a map, it's in the northwest corner of Wyoming, with a few portions of the park also extending into southwest Montana and southeast Idaho. And the telephone number for information on Yellowstone National Park, it's area code 307-344-7381. And the Yellowstone National Park website is www.nps.gov/YELL.
And just to finish off about the New York City, one of the stories of the week, I guess it were, would be Manhattan Chili Company. This is actually a story with a bit of a moral for the traveler. When we went down, we went to review the restaurant down in New York City. And we had everything arranged, so we thought. We walked into the place and said, "Hi, we're from Travel World CIQC." And the maitre d' said, "Who are you?" And then...
In that friendly New York way,
in that friendly
having, they have.
Having called the manager who had arranged it with us and everything, turns out and says, "Well, I don't know. I mean, sorry, dude. Take a hike."
Come back next week and sell your advertising time.
Oh, for goodness sake. So... We turned out and we walked and said, fine, if they don't want to be reviewed, and that's it, that's the end of the story. And but I was a little bit miffed and put off.
You mean the manager that you'd actually spoken to had said this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, finally, we'd sent faxes and so on. Finally, after I'd cooled off, I actually phoned back and I talked to the actual duty manager, not the actual president of the restaurant, but I asked him, I said, who was that guy that we spoke to at the restaurant? And he's the actual guy. He said, "Well, wait a minute, you're actually on the radio," and so on. I said, "Of course we are." We straightened it out with the guy. He was full of apologies and so on. And I actually did believe that he was going to do something. But I said, "Look, we don't even care if we do review the restaurant, but take care of this guy. God forbid we send somebody from Montreal, goes down there, and he gets this kind of treatment." So as far as we know, this guy's being dealt with. I mean, airline people have lost their jobs over less. I mean, for goodness sakes.
Moral
did you ever eat there?
Yeah, we actually did.
And they really made up for it, and they were very apologetic, and they were happy that people brought it to their attention, because just one bad experience certainly ruin it. I mean,
because some people don't complain. What they do is they say, "I'll never eat here again, and I'll tell my friends not to eat here."
And then they wonder 5 years down the road why they have no business.
Sure.
So he actually did an admirable job of making it up to us and so on, and I even have a little souvenir menu here and so on. He's going to be sending up some cookbooks, so we're going to
Oh, great.
We'll be sharing maybe some chili recipes in the weeks and months ahead, courtesy of the Manhattan.
They make 10 kinds of chili there. Every kind you can imagine, something called the numero uno, which is, you know, most common chili we think of, something called the Real McCoy, which is down from Texas, and All in all, it's a great place to eat when you're in Times Square and staying at the Edison Hotel. Anyway.
So it's right in Times Square, and it's called the Manhattan Chili Company.
Manhattan Chili Company. Now,
right.
One last thing today on Travel World. We've been talking over the past weeks about what to do with your pet when you're away, and joining us with a few of those pet care tips is Sylvana Bazina from Auberge VIP in Montreal. Good afternoon, Sylvana.
Good afternoon.
Now, you're going to share with us today, first of all, people are traveling with their pets, but first of all, what they have to look for when boarding an animal. I mean, it's not necessarily easy to, you know, to travel with an animal, so I think really, I mean, that's what I always do with my cat is, you know, we board them because, I mean, it's just hard to travel with a pet.
That's it. A lot of them don't like the car and get a little bit nervous when they're going somewhere unfamiliar. But what we offer is a hotel that's so exclusive that it doesn't accept people. What happens is that each dog or cat has its own room and is in the utmost care.
It's better than some hotels we've stayed at.
Let me get this straight. You're going to have a group of dogs watching Lassie on a waterbed.
Sure.
Sounds like the kind of stuff we do for good old Robbie.
That's it. It's really amazing. And the special care that we give them, we brush them every day and they go for their walks up to 6 times a day. And also the special diets. Each one has his own special diet. We've had one little cute little Laza that was here that just left, actually, who had gourmet meals 3 times a day.
Have you had any problems with golden retrievers ordering too much pay-per-view?
No, not at all. Actually, the golden retrievers are very sweet.
Yeah, they're good dogs. I know Willem has one, and that's why he's very, very partial to them. Well, people worry when they go away. I mean, they don't necessarily, you know, cats and dogs are in their own routines. You know, I know my cat, he's used to watching the news. I mean, it'll be a big change to him come September when he has to watch Global. I don't know what he'll do. But, you know, it'll get him out of his routine. But people wonder, you know, they worry about them. And I think that's why people want to entrust their animal to, you know, a place like Auberge VIP. And that's why we recommend it here on the show.
Yes.
Is it very expensive to stay at Auberge VIP?
It's not as expensive as people thought. For a cat, it's only $8.50 a day, and a small dog, it starts at $12.50 a day.
Oh, that's pretty reasonable.
It is, especially with all the care that we give, and it takes a lot of time to take care of one dog.
A little room service and stuff like that, too, ordering
that's
up a...
Right. And we do have our limousine service. If you're too busy to come and bring them here, we'll go pick them up.
And you have the people on duty 24 hours a day.
That's right.
They aren't just put in a cage and left for a day until they're fed again. You have the people there always on duty in case something happens. And you
That's
have a veterinarian
right.
on call.
That's right. All the time. We have the latest in animal suites. And also we have all kinds of stuff. That's totally amazing. What we do is we have almost everything imaginable for pets.
You have the multi-level suites for cats. I heard about that. Now, cat condos, is that like multi-level marketing? They attend an Amway seminar,
not at all. We do play music for the cats.
Oh, really?
And they have their own room with a plush comforter to sleep on. And
if somebody was to travel with their pet, I mean, they said we are traveling. Do you have any 2 or 3 tips that you can give us if they really were traveling with a pet, maybe to visit relatives? What would be the tips to...
Okay, first, make sure that your relatives are okay with you bringing the pets to them. A lot of times when we have people from out of town coming to Montreal, they forget to find out that there are some hotels that don't accept pets. And then they're left with
an unexpected surprise. So that's why, I mean, I know you invite our listeners to call you. They can visit your facility.
That's right.
And they can tour it before, so they're not just putting their cat or dog in and hoping for the best. They can put their mind at ease before they go, and you'll talk to them and go over everything with them. And Sylvana Bazina from Auberge VIP, thank you for joining us today. And we do recommend to our listeners to give you a call, 381-6653. That's Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Sylvana Bazina, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And that just about wraps it up for this week here on Travel World on AM 600 CIQC. Next week, we'll be talking to Dr. Lawrence Bryson. He's the director of the Travel Health Clinic in San Francisco, and he's written a book on how to avoid some medical catastrophes and how to prepare from a medical standpoint for your next trip to have a safe and happy journey.
And there's the theme music again, Je reviens de Montréal. As always, Stephen, it's been a pleasure being on Travel World this week, and every time I go somewhere, my favorite time is coming back to Canada's greatest city, Montreal, without a doubt.
Thank you for listening to Travel World today. I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Willem Backus.
And I'm Janice Kirshner. We'll be back next week, same time, 12 to 1, coming up, the Computer Internet Show on AM 600. J'ai besoin de cette lumière, descendu droit du Labrador, et qui fait neiger sur l'hiver des roses bleues, des roses d'or.